What did Pope Benedict do for the church's brand?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Reputation.com, whose Reputation Defender service is designed to help businesses and professionals improve their search results. Learn more at Reputation.com.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and we'll start with the surprise announcement out of the Vatican this morning that Pope Benedict is resigning later this month. The 85-year-old Pope says he doesn't have the strength to continue his official duties. Now, Pope Benedict took over the Catholic Church in 2005, and since then, you could say he's been the CEO of an organization with a troubled brand. So what has the Pope done about that? Here's reporter Tracy Samuelson.
The Catholic Church was hit hard by the clergy sex abuse scandals. And what a lot of people remember about Pope Benedict, like his predecessor, is
the way the church handled them. So in that respect, I think he didn't handle his brand, his corporate brand, very well.
Magali Tardy-Gayot is the head of strategy at Future Brand Paris. She says one of the golden rules in brand management is reacting to a crisis quickly and openly. She doesn't think the church did that, and many unhappy Catholics left as a result. Bernard Beattie is with the School of Divinity at the University of St. Andrews in Scotland. He says Pope Benedict made it clear he didn't want to run the church like a business.
Basically, he thinks the only thing you can do is what Christians can always ever do. You've got to return to the idea of living by faith, not living by managerial ideas or semi-political ideas of how you increase your membership, how you control your membership.
The Vatican says it hopes to have a successor in place by Easter. In New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.